Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Story Button. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This episode of Kids Bible Stories is sponsored by the Christian Standard Bible Translation and the brand new Explorer Bible for Kids. Learn more at explorerbibleforkids.com. This link will also be in the episode notes for you. Today's story is called Guess Who I Just Met? And this comes from John chapter 1, verses 19 through 23 and 35 through 42. Every town seemed to be talking about John the Baptist. People would journey from Jerusalem and Judea. Priests traveled the dirt road on their way to find out more about this man named John the Baptist. They wanted to meet him for themselves and find out who he really was. Now remember, there are a few Johns in our Bible. Today, we are talking about the John who is related to Jesus. Remember when Mary was pregnant with Jesus, she went to visit her relative Elizabeth, who was also going to have a baby. As soon as Elizabeth saw Mary, the baby in her womb leaped with joy. Elizabeth's baby would be named John. John the Baptist. This is the John you will hear about today. Let's continue. Finally, the priests arrived, walked over to John, and asked him,
"Who are you? Yes, we've heard so much about you."
Honestly, he replied,
"I am not the Messiah."
"Well, then who are you?"
"Are you Elijah?" "No, I am not,"
he said. They shook their heads, a bit confused.
"Are you a prophet?"
He answered,
"No, not me."
Finally, they said,
"Well, out with it. Who are you?
Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself?"
John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet,
"I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord."
Listeners, you know what's really cool? You can turn to the book of Isaiah in your Bible, chapter 40, verse 3, and see that Isaiah said these exact words centuries before John began preaching. Everything came true just as Isaiah said it would. Let's continue. The day was drawing to a close, and those who were sent to figure John out were still quite confused. Well, a new day dawned. As the sun rose, its rays bounced off the Jordan River, making the water glisten. It was a beautiful sight. John was there again with two of his followers. He saw Jesus walking by and said,
"Look! There, the Lamb of God."
At this incredible news, the two followers began to follow Jesus.
Hurry! We should have tied your sandals better. We are falling behind.
Jesus turned towards them, saw them following him, and he asked,
"What do you want?"
"Rabbi, where are you staying?"
Rabbi means teacher. Jesus just smiled and answered,
"Come with me, and you will see."
So the two men went with Jesus and stayed with him that day. Sometimes I wonder what they talked about. They had all of that time with Jesus right there. Do you think they told jokes or maybe asked serious questions? Sometimes I wonder. Well, one of the followers was named Andrew. Andrew had a brother named Simon Peter. Of course, Andrew wanted to share the wonderful news with his brother, so off he ran as fast as he could to Simon. Out of breath, but still trying to talk, he said to Simon,
"Simon, we have found the Messiah."
Messiah means Christ. I imagine Simon giving his brother a funny look, a bit surprised and confused.
"Come on, I'll show you,"
Andrew eagerly said, pulling on Simon's arm. Simon trotted behind Andrew to see Jesus. Finally, they arrived. Jesus looked right into Simon's eyes and said,
"You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas."
Cephas means Peter. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. I told you there are a lot of Johns in the Bible. Did you hear Simon's dad is also named John? Have you ever met people that have the same name as someone else?
Yes.
Me too. For example, my mom named me Jessica. And a lot of other mamas also named their little girls Jessica. There are probably thousands of people named Jessica. It's like that with the Bible too. Because there are different Johns, Marys, Josephs in our Bible, it's important that we know which person we are talking about when we read. Otherwise, we might get things confused. So let's do a quick review. At the beginning of our story, we heard about John the Baptist. I'm going to ask you questions, and you answer yes or no. Is this the John who was related, a family member, to Jesus?
Yes.
Great. Is this the John who was baptizing people?
Yes.
Yes. Is this the John who wrote the book of Revelation?
I don't know.
That's okay. The answer is no. John the disciple wrote that. Did John the disciple and John the Baptist both love Jesus and teach others about him?
Yes.
Excellent, guys. I have one more question before we go today. Did it sound like Andrew was excited to tell Simon about Jesus? Yes. In fact, the Bible says the first thing Andrew did was run off and find Simon. He wanted to share the good news of Jesus with his brother. Do you think we should be sharing the good news of Jesus with others as well?
Of course.
Yes.
Did you know that some people have never heard of Jesus? Or maybe they have, but what they heard about him was untrue, and they're confused. But guess what? we have the opportunity to tell people about him. You can do it when you pray over your food with your friend, or tell your teammates about what you learned at church that week. You can even do it through actions, by how you treat others. You too get to join in teaching others about Jesus, just like Andrew. So think about that this week, when you are with your family, neighbors, or friends at school. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. And, as always, bye for now.